Chapter 78. Tommy Traddles, it may have been in consequence of Mrs. Krupp's advice, and, perhaps, for no better reason than because there was a certain similarity in the sound of the word skittles and Traddles, that it came into my head, next day, to go and look after Traddles. The time he had mentioned was more than out, and he lived in a little street near the veterinary college at Camden Town, which was principally tenanted, as one of our clerks who lived in that direction informed me, by gentlemen students, who bought live donkeys, and made experiments on those quadrupeds in their private apartments. Having obtained from this clerk a direction to the academic grove in question, I set out, the same afternoon, to visit my old schoolfellow. I found that the street was not as desirable a one as I could have wished it to be, for the sake of Traddles. The inhabitants appeared to have a propensity to throw any little trifles they were not in want of into the road, which not only made it rank and sloppy, but untidy too, on account of the cabbage leaves. The refuse was not wholly vegetable either, for I myself saw a shoe, a doubled-up saucepan, a black bonnet, and an umbrella, in various stages of decomposition, as I was looking out for the number I wanted. The general air of the place reminded me forcibly of the days when I lived with Mr. and Mrs. Micawber. An indescribable character of faded gentility that attached to the house I sought, and made it unlike all the other houses in the street, though they were all built on one monotonous pattern, and looked like yearly copies of a blundering boy who was learning to make houses, and had not yet got out of his cramped brick and mortar pothooks, reminded me still more of Mr. and Mrs. Micawber. Happening to arrive at the door as it was opened to the afternoon milkman, I was reminded of Mr. and Mrs. Micawber more forcibly yet. "Now," apostrophe said the milkman to a very youthful servant girl, "has that there little Bill of mine been heared on?" "Apostrophe, oh, master says he'll attend to it immediate," apostrophe was the reply. "Because," apostrophe said the milkman, going on as if he had received no answer, and speaking, as I judged from his tone, rather for the edification of somebody within the house than of the youthful servant, an impression which was strengthened by his manner of glaring down the passage, "because that there little Bill has been running so long that I begin to believe it's run away altogether, and never won't be heard of. Now, I'm not a going to stand it, you know." "Apostrophe, said the milkman, still throwing his voice into the house, and glaring down the passage. "As to his dealing in the mild article of milk, by the by, there never was a greater anomaly. His deportment would have been fierce in a butcher or a brandy merchant." The voice of the youthful servant became faint, but she seemed to me, from the action of her lips, again to murmur that it would be attended to immediate. "I tell you what," apostrophe said the milkman, looking hard at her for the first time, and taking her by the chin, "are you fond of milk?"
Apostrophe,
"yes, I likes it," apostrophe she replied.
"Good,"
apostrophe said the milkman. "Then you won't have none tomorrow. D'ye hear? Not a fragment of milk you won't have tomorrow."
Apostrophe,
I thought she seemed, upon the whole, relieved by the prospect of having any today. The milkman, after shaking his head at her darkly, released her chin, and with anything rather than goodwill opened his can, and deposited the usual quantity in the family jug. This done, he went away, muttering, and uttered the cry of his trade next door, in a vindictive shriek. "Does Mr. Traddles live here?"
Apostrophe,
I then inquired. A mysterious voice from the end of the passage replied yes. Apostrophe, upon which the youthful servant replied yes.
Apostrophe, is he at home?
Apostrophe, said one. Again the mysterious voice replied in the affirmative, and again the servant echoed it. Upon this, I walked in, and in pursuance of the servant's directions walked upstairs, conscious, as I passed the back parlor door, that I was surveyed by a mysterious eye, probably belonging to the mysterious voice.
When I got to the top of the stairs, the house was only a story high above the ground floor. Traddles was on the landing to meet me. He was delighted to see me, and gave me welcome, with great heartiness, to his little room. It was in the front of the house, and extremely neat, though sparely furnished. It was his only room, I saw, for there was a sofa bedstead in it, and his blacking brushes and blacking were among his books on the top shelf, behind a dictionary. His table was covered with papers, and he was hard at work in an old coat. I looked at nothing that I know of, but I saw everything, even to the prospect of a church upon his china inkstand. As I sat down, and this too was a faculty confirmed in me in the old Micawber times. Various ingenious arrangements he had made for the disguise of his chest of drawers, and the accommodation of his boots, his shaving glass, and so forth, particularly impressed themselves upon me, as evidences of the same Traddles who used to make models of elephant stens in writing paper to put flies in, and to comfort himself under ill usage, with the memorable works of art I have so often mentioned. In a corner of the room was something neatly covered up with a large white cloth. I could not make out what that was. Traddles, apostrophe, said I, shaking hands with him again, after I had sat down, I am delighted to see you. Apostrophe, I am delighted to see you, Copperfield, apostrophe, he returned. I am very glad indeed to see you. It was because I was thoroughly glad to see you when we met in Ely Plus, and was sure you were thoroughly glad to see me, that I gave you this address instead of my address at Chambers. Apostrophe O. You have chambers? Apostrophe said one. Why, I have the fourth of a room and a passage, and the fourth of a clerk, apostrophe returned Traddles. Three others and myself unite to have a set of chambers to look businesslike, and we quarter the clerk to. Half a crown a week he costs me. Apostrophe, his old simple character and good temper, and something of his old unlucky fortune also, I thought, smiled at me in the smile with which he made this explanation. It's not because I have the least pride, Copperfield, you understand, apostrophe said Traddles, that I don't usually give my address here. It's only on account of those who come to me, who might not like to come here. For myself, I am fighting my way on in the world against difficulties, and it would be ridiculous if I made a pretense of doing anything else. Apostrophe, you are reading for the bar, Mr. Waterbrook informed me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said one. Why, yes, apostrophe, said Traddles, rubbing his hands slowly over one another. I am reading for the bar. The fact is, I have just begun to keep my terms, after rather a long delay. It's some time since I was articled, but the payment of that £100 was a great pull. A great pull, apostrophe said Traddles, with a wince, as if he had had a tooth out. Do you know what I can't help thinking of, Traddles, as I sit here looking at you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I asked him. No, apostrophe, said he. That sky blue suit you used to wear. Apostrophe, Lord, to be sure. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Traddles, laughing. Tight in the arms and legs, you know? Dear me. Well, those were happy times, weren't they? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I think our schoolmaster might have made them happier, without doing any harm to any of us, I acknowledge, apostrophe, I returned. Perhaps he might, apostrophe said Traddles. But dear me, there was a good deal of fun going on. Do you remember the nights in the bedroom? When we used to have the suppers. And when you used to tell the stories. Ha, ha, ha. And do you remember when I got caned for crying about Mr. Mel? Old Creakle. I should like to see him again too. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he was a brute to you. Traddles, apostrophe, said I, indignantly, for his good humor made me feel as if I had seen him beaten but yesterday. Do you think so? Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned Traddles. Really? Perhaps he was rather. But it's all over, a long while. Old Creakle, apostrophe, you were brought up by an uncle, then? Apostrophe apostrophe said one. Of course I was. Apostrophe apostrophe said Traddles. The one I was always going to write to. And always didn't, eh? Ha, ha, ha. Yes, I had an uncle then. He died soon after I left school. Apostrophe, indeed. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. He was a retired, what do you call it? Draper cloth merchant, and had made me his heir. But he didn't like me when I grew up. Apostrophe, do you really mean that? Apostrophe, apostrophe said one. He was so composed, that I fancied he must have some other meaning. Oh dear, yes, Copperfield. I mean it, apostrophe replied Traddles. It was an unfortunate thing, but he didn't like me at all. He said I wasn't at all what he expected, and so he married his housekeeper. Apostrophe, and what did you do? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I asked. I didn't do anything in particular, apostrophe said Traddles. I lived with him, waiting to be put out in the world, until his gout unfortunately flew to his stomach, and so he died, and so she married a young man, and so I wasn't provided for. Apostrophe, did you get nothing, Traddles, after all? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh dear, yes. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Traddles. I got £50. I had never been brought up to any profession, and at first I was at a loss what to do for myself. However, I began, with the assistance of the son of a professional man, who had been to Salem House Yawler, with his nose on one side. Do you recollect him? Apostrophe, no. He had not been there with me. All the noses were straight in my day. It don't matter, apostrophe said Traddles. I began, by means of his assistance, to copy law writings. That didn't answer very well, and then I began to state cases for them, and make abstracts, and that sort of work. For I am a plodding kind of fellow, Copperfield, and had learned the way of doing such things pithily. Well, that put it in my head, to enter myself as a law student, and that ran away with all that was left of the £50. Yawler recommended me to one or two other offices, however Mr. Waterbrook's for one and I got a good many jobs. I was fortunate enough to become acquainted with a person in the publishing way, who was getting up an encyclopedia, and he set me to work, and, indeed, glancing at his table, I am at work for him at this minute. I am not a bad compiler, Copperfield, apostrophe said Traddles. Preserving the same air of cheerful confidence in all he said, but I have no invention at all, not a particle. I suppose there never was a young man with less originality than I have. Apostrophe, as Traddles seemed to expect, that I should assent to this as a matter of course, I nodded, and he went on, with the same sprightly patience I can find no better expression as before. So, by little and little, and not living high, I managed to scrape up the £100 at last, apostrophe said Traddles. And thank heaven that's paid, though it certainly was, apostrophe said Traddles, wincing again as if he had had another tooth out, a pull. I am living by the sort of work I have mentioned, still, and I hope, one of these days, to get connected with some newspaper. Which would almost be the making of my fortune. Now, Copperfield, you are so exactly what you used to be, with that agreeable face, and it's so pleasant to see you, that I shan't conceal anything. Therefore you must know that I am engaged. Apostrophe, engaged. Oh, Dora. She is a curate's daughter, apostrophe said Traddles. 1 of 10, down in Devonshire. Yes. Apostrophe for he saw me glance, involuntarily, at the prospect on the inkstand. That's the church. You come round here to the left, out of this gate, apostrophe tracing his finger along the inkstand, and exactly where I hold this pen, there stands the house facing, you understand, towards the church. Apostrophe, the delight with which he entered into these particulars, did not fully present itself to me until afterwards. For my selfish thoughts were making a ground plan of Mr. Spenlow's house and garden at the same moment. She is such a dear girl. apostrophe apostrophe said Traddles, a little older than me, but the dearest girl. I told you I was going out of town. I have been down there. I walked there, and I walked back, and I had the most delightful time. I dare say ours is likely to be a rather long engagement, but our motto is wait and hope. We always say that. Wait and hope, we always say. And she would wait, Copperfield, till she was 60 any age you can mention for me. Apostrophe apostrophe, Traddles rose from his chair, and, with a triumphant smile, put his hand upon the white cloth I had observed. However, apostrophe he said, it's not that we haven't made a beginning towards housekeeping. No, no, we have begun. We must get on by degrees, but we have begun. Here, apostrophe drawing the cloth off with great pride and care, are two pieces of furniture to commence with. This flower pot and stand, she bought herself. You put that in a parlor window, apostrophe said Traddles, falling a little back from it to survey it with the greater admiration, with a plant in it, and there you are. This little round table with the marble top, it's 2 feet 10 in circumference, I bought. You want to lay a book down, you know, or somebody comes to see you or your wife, and wants a place to stand a cup of tea upon, and there you are again. Apostrophe apostrophe said Traddles. It's an admirable piece of workmanship firm as a rock. Apostrophe apostrophe I praised them both, highly, and Traddles replaced the covering as carefully as he had removed it. It's not a great deal towards the furnishing, apostrophe said Traddles, but it's something. The tablecloths, and pillowcases, and articles of that kind, are what discourage me most, Copperfield. So does the ironmongery candle boxes, and gridirons, and that sort of necessaries, because those things tell, and mount up. However, wait and hope. And I assure you she's the dearest girl. Apostrophe, I am quite certain of it, apostrophe said one. In the meantime, apostrophe said Traddles, coming back to his chair, and this is the end of my prosing about myself, I get on as well as I can. I don't make much, but I don't spend much. In general, I board with the people downstairs, who are very agreeable people indeed. Both Mr. and Mrs. Micawber have seen a good deal of life, and are excellent company. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.